Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Welcome back, hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup in the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We have Captain Art Taylor from The Searcher in the studio with us, talking some amazing November fishing here in Southern California.
We're talking tuna today.
Tuna.
Close to home, man. We're having so much fun. Let's Talk Hookup. Hey, we're having a blast. If you want to join us this morning, get in on all this fun. There's two ways you can reach us. Obviously, with Captain Art in the studio, it's been a very busy morning. But if you want to get through, 858 area code 457-1090. That's the only phone number that's available right now. Again, 858-457-1090. There's one line open. The toll-free number is totally full right now, but there's going to be plenty of shots in the second hour if you want to get through on that. That one's 877-792-1090. Again, 877-792-1090. And as if local wide-open tuna fishing wasn't enough, if having long-range Captain Art Taylor in the studio wasn't enough, answering all your questions about the Searcher, we are also giving away an awesome prize for one lucky caller at the end of the show today. That's a brand-new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. It's the Surf Rider, one of my favorite pairs of glasses from Maui Jim. It's that black and blue frame. It has a great neutral lens color, and that lens material is their super thin glass. It's so lightweight, but you get the advantage of having glass, which is very easy to clean, very high scratch resistant. It's an awesome pair of glasses. Again, it's the Surf Rider for Maui Jims, and somebody is going to be very, very stoked with that. And with that, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It's time for a catch report today, and sponsored in part by Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature Charts. Terrafin charts give you the latest in water conditions, and they help you catch more fish and save fuel. Terrafin charts are helpful all year round to find the best water conditions. And check out the new and improved Terrafin Mobile for your Apple or Android device. You can take Terrafin with you everywhere you go, all for the same low price. For more information, go to Terrafin.com, and I got to tell a real quick story about Terrafin Mobile. So, obviously, we were super stoked. Just got the brand new boat from Kevin Kelly and the boys at Parker at West Coast Marine there. Brand new 25 center console, and we were just dying. There's no way we can't go fishing in the new boat. We haven't even begun to get electronics or anything like that yet, but we had to go. So download the Terrafin chart from the day before, use the Terrafin mobile device on my Apple, and literally that was our navigation.
It's a built-in GPS.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I put my iPad up on the dash of the new Parker 25, and I mean, basically you can watch the track of your vessel on the Terrafin water temperature charts, and that was our navigation tool.
And that was where you caught the wahoo.
Yeah, we drove to we watched our boat drive into where the hot water was. You can see the relationship to the bank on the Terrafin chart, and we navigated out and back and hooked six wahoo based on our Terrafin mobile chart. That was it.
Now, not recommended for general navigation.
No, absolutely.
I want to make that perfectly clear.
Absolutely not. It was such a dumb idea. Such a dumb idea.
But it worked.
We had a new Parker 25. We're not going to leave it at the dock,
man. The thing about that Terrafin mobile, I look at it every day. You can watch where the water is, and you can download the charts. It's easy. I mean, especially on a larger thing like an iPad or an Android pad or something like that. It's amazing.
Having a tablet, you just put it up on your dashboard, and you can watch your vessel drive into where the warm water is. It's an awesome tool. And that costs you nothing. It's just part of your Terrafin subscription.
It's like $100 a year.
Crazy.
Yeah, Terrafin.com. Check it out.
You got it. Well, hey, let's start off our catch report with a man, our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish, has our FishDope.com report. What's up, Mark?
Hey, guys. Good morning, Ricky, Pete, Art.
Good morning.
Last Saturday on this show, at this time, I mentioned about some good grade yellowfin on dolphins inside Clemente, and then the sport boat Thunderbird, Jeff that runs that thing is a very savvy guy. They took a look through there just coming home and got on some of that and made just a very noteworthy catch, a 63 nice yellowfin, got everybody all fired up, and then the wind blew like hell for a couple days. Gusted 68 at Santa Barbara, 55 at Clemente. We thought it was going to be all over. But not hardly, guys, and you've been hearing about it on the show so far where everybody talk about this tuna fish. We've got the most insane rebite going on right now. I mean, this rivals some of our best summertime action with the amount of fish and the grade of fish, and the fact that it's a big area, and the ultimate bonus is that it's so close to home right now. It's just crazy, but the upper end of the fish, the bulk of the fish looks like it's 209. There's some guys that got on dolphins this morning, already got good fishing going on there, and then you can tack into the beach, very close to the beach, and then cross the upper 9 and out toward the 182. That's kind of the main zone of that warmer water that those fish are in right now. But the dolphin schools are holding those fish heavy right now. Get on those guys, throw some bait, hang on, you know, spots of breaking fish. Kelps are holding, and then the old school, you can actually troll around and get a jig strike on like a Halco or a Rapal or a Seeger plug, and then stop and throw some bait. But, man, it's biting the sardines a little bit, but this tuna fish, for whatever reason, is really liking those anchovies. So it tends to be a little lighter line bite. 20 is good, 25 is better, 30 is maybe getting a little heavy, but fluorocarbon helps and a small hook is the answer. Long drifts and a little bit of patience pays off, but some of my friends that were on that fish yesterday, oh my God, I saw some pictures last night. They're just shocking at the amount and grade of fish. In other action, there's still a little bit of marlin. That area up west has got beat up with that weather. That water rolled up there and looks like that stuff is really sliding fast now. There was a little bit of signal below the east end of Catalina yesterday down from the ridge, you know, down to the 277, although looking at Terrafin this morning, that water looks pretty generic. But I'll tell you, there's a little spot you guys might want to keep an eye on there between the 14 and the 267. There's a little bit of warm water in there, and there was a kelp there with some nice grade yellowtail on it yesterday, and they saw a little bit of that yellowfin in there yesterday. And then in November of 84, I know this is like ancient history to a lot of you guys, but that area from the 14 to up outside the rigs at this time of year had the most insane fishing on a species that's been kind of MIA for a while, albacore. But along with those albacore, there was a very large amount of really good grade yellowfin tuna in there. And this setup with the way these fish have bounced back, you know, I mean, you can't rewrite history, but I'm telling you what, man, November 84 was one for the record books, and there is a possibility we might be trending that way with the way this fish has showed up. So something to keep an eye on. And then along the beach there, you know, the coastal yellows, there's quite a bit of that stuff around. The guys metered up good fish this week. They did not bite very well, but Santa Monica Bay is holding. The 150 is holding pretty good there and in Box Canyon. A few fish caught on dropper loops and yo-yo jigs, but really not all that much. And then a little bit of a bonus for the inshore-type guys there, and again, something not talked about too much recently here, is we're seeing a little bit sign of that bigger-grade sea bass. It's mostly dropper loop fish out in deep water, but there's been some nicer-grade fish up to 50 pounds caught this week here, so that might be another dimension added in as this water supposedly is cooling down a little bit. But, man, 2015, oh, my God, this is definitely going to be one for the record books, and it almost seems like it's just getting better and better again.
Gotta love it, man. And I'll tell you what, fishdope.com, Danny was all over that stuff yesterday. He had all the info, all the spots, gave all the advice and tackle recommendations, the whole deal. Fishdope.com, your source for daily, hourly, by-the-minute information. And if you want $20 off a great subscription, a one-year subscription to fishdope.com, use the code Hookup Now, lowercase, no space, hookup now, and that is the code to get $20 off a membership at fishdope.com. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Pete, we're in Huntington Beach on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. Phone number at the store, 714-840-4262. The website, pacificedgetackle.com. And I think you guys better go fishing, man. This is like world-class stuff right here in November, flat calm in our backyards. Unbelievable.
Mark, I'm having trouble trying to find time to not use the new boat and come up to see you to put a new bait tank on it, but we're definitely ready as soon as things slow down.
You know, Ricky, you can just go ahead and use that, wear that boat out. That tank will just sit there. We got a lot of customers admiring it.
All right,
thanks, Mark.
Thanks for that, and we'll have a great Thanksgiving, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
You got it. I think we're going to have some crazy good reports for next Saturday.
I got it.
We'll see you guys.
This is going to be a fun week.
Appreciate that very much.
The thing that's cool, too, is we got the weather on our side.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we got a great week of weather, and this fish is biting. And a guy who's going to be very busy because of that is Marcos down at C4 Sport Fishing. Marcos, what's going on this morning?
No, not much. You know, a little slow week. Not much happening. Not much to tell you.
Yeah. 50-pound yellowfin right off the beach.
Yeah, I think you guys got a little bit of the taste there from Boog. Very good fishing offshore there, and you know, coming up on Thanksgiving, catching yellowfin. I mean, Is anyone really surprised, though, the way this year has gone? It's been some great fishing all around, and this is kind of, you may be getting a little spoiled to say it's par for the course the way the season's been going. But
can we say dressing on the turkey?
Yeah, there you go. You know, just forget the turkey. Just put a bluefin on the table. You know? Very good fishing on the three-quarter day there, like you guys heard. He's running at least through this week here. He's going to keep going offshore looking for those fish as long as they're there. You know, we may see another month of them. We may only see a week, so definitely get out there if you got a chance this week and keep an eye on the schedule there. We'll put up more trips as the fishing progresses there. But seaforthlanding.com. If you don't have time for the three-quarter day or for some reason you're just bored of catching yellowfin, you can always go on the half day. Very good bottom fishing on there. You know, lingcod, rockfish, sheephead. Still seeing occasional yellowtail. They had 40 bonito also on Thursday morning. So lots of options there. Like you said, we have the weather on our side. It's beautiful out there. Check the website, seaforthlanding.com. We have the half day, the three-quarter day. The Tribune switched to one-day trips for this weekend, and he's going offshore taking a look around there too. So hopefully we get a report from him, and maybe he'll call and tell you guys what's going on there. But he will probably make some switches there also. So definitely keep an eye on the website. You can always call us at the office. 619-224-3383. More than happy to get you guys out there, and you got a lot of options.
Man, that's so cool, Marco. So cool to see the fishing going on. We all had a chuckle, you know, when you were giving your report there. You can just hear the phones just going crazy in the background there.
I want to go do the fishing.
Yeah, sounds like some good fishing going on. Well, Marco's great report. Thanks for an awesome wrap-up. One more time, give us the info. If somebody wants to book one of those local trips, jump on board the Tribute. One more time, how do we do it?
You can either check the website, seaforthlanding.com. You can make your reservation on there, do the payment on there, everything we do for you, or if you want to just talk to one of us, because, I mean, who doesn't want to talk to us? 619-224-3383. We'll get you all set up and get you out there fishing.
Awesome. Great report, Marcos. Appreciate that. Good luck with the phones, man. You're going to need a break today.
No, thanks.
Thanks, Marcos. He just thought he was going to get a little rest.
Yeah.
No.
End of November's time.
My nap time of the year. Yeah. Come on. Yeah.
Time to put your feet up.
Appreciate it, Marcos. Talk to you next week. Bye. All right. Have a happy Thanksgiving. Michael Schweit from the International Federation of Fly Fishers. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Pete. How are you guys?
You should be out there with your fly rod catching tuna.
I agree with you. I should be doing a lot of things besides, you know, doing this nonprofit stuff.
I'm telling you what, if they're eating chovy, they're eating the fly, right?
They're eating everything. It's just, we've been up on the Channel Islands up there, and the guys are on the boat are like, let's go fish calico bass, and we're whacking them on the bonita on the flies, and I'm like, why are we moving?
You gotta love that.
That's cool.
So what's, so what's going on?
Well, I'm using your show as a favor, thanks to you. I have an offer for your listeners, kind of an offer. It's a non-paid offer. As you know, we've started doing advertising as the Southwest Council Federation of Fly Fishers for doing fly fishing outreach here in Southern California and Nevada, which is our areas that we're doing. We're trying to get people into fishing, not just fly fishing. You know, that's obviously our passion, but anybody that we can get into fishing at all, to me, is really good. We've started to do this outreach, and so we're spending money on your show. We're spending money with Western Outdoor News. We're boosting Facebook things. And it's growing, which is really cool. I mean, we're seeing people come in. We're seeing the numbers go up. The hard thing is all of us work for a living, and we're all doing all kinds of things, and we need some help. And so I'm looking around for somebody. We call it a creative director, somebody that could help guide us with spending these advertising dollars and how to reach people.
Yeah, and that's what you're looking for. You're looking for somebody that has a passion for fishing, a passion perhaps for fly fishing too, that can lend a hand like you do. You're all volunteer yourself. You spend a lot of time as president of the Southwest Council, and the rewards and benefit would be getting more people into fishing, right?
Correct. That's what we're always looking for. Is just we want to get, you know, it's what you and I have talked about many, many times on your show and privately, is that, you know, we've got these wonderful resources here in Southern California for fishing, for fly fishing, for anything, and so many people are just not aware of it, and we need to, you know, get this stuff out there.
Fish, both fresh and saltwater angling. So if you have a talent or a desire to help out the Southwest Council Federation of Fly Fishers, and you want to talk to Michael about the opportunity to help him out and be the creative director, how do we do that?
You can reach me directly. I'm happy to give you my cell phone number.
Okay.
I'll even give fishing tips if they need.
Okay.
It's 818-601-9702.
Okay. And what about an email? Do you want to throw out that email, too?
Yeah, the email is president@swcifff.org.
Okay. And one more time, the phone number?
818 818- 601-9702.
All right. So if you have some talent in the creative marketing or in marketing or whatever, and you want to help out the Southwest Council, give Michael a call and talk about it.
Yep. Yeah, thank you, guys.
All right. Thanks, Michael. Keep up the good work and keep keep spreading the good word about fishing. That's all about.
That's all I can do.
All right.
Take care, guys.
Appreciate that very much.
All right. Hey, with that, let's head on over to the tribute. Captain Mike Pritchard is on the line. What's up, Mike?
Hey, good morning, gang.
Morning. What's
on, Mike?
Oh, man. Well, aside from the longest lingering cold ever, I shouldn't call in, but I have to. I mean, does it sound like a replay from last year?
Crazy.
Good yellowfin fishing locally. Talked to the boat a little while ago. They have some yellowfin and yellowtail on the boat. It sounds like they're starting to bite. We added another trip for Sunday night, another offshore overnight trip. So, I mean, God, how can you pass this up? You want to catch your yellowfin, your Thanksgiving Day yellowfin, now's the time.
This is it.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yellowfin for Thanksgiving dinner sounds pretty good to me. So you're going to be online on the Tribute at a C4 Sport Fishing Sunday night.
Yes, tonight sold out. The trip that got out last night was sold out. Tomorrow night, it looks like there might be a little bit of weather coming up. So we're as of right now, we're just putting Sunday night online. But the weather on Monday looks like it's going to be great. And, I mean, we have to.
Yeah. So if you want an opportunity, what you're saying is Monday could be it. Sunday night, tomorrow, Sunday night. On the Tribute for Monday could be it, so you better jump on it.
That's it. I mean, we're going to get a couple of days of weather. So far, the weather this year has not changed anything as far as water temp much and fishing. But, you know, there's going to be a couple of days of wind. So tomorrow night's a good chance to get on a boat, get out in nice weather. And, I mean, they're biting. They're really nice, great yellowfin. It's, you know, pretty hard to pass up.
Yeah. How do we get a hold of you? Go aboard the Tribute for tomorrow night.
C4landing.com or 619-224-3383, or you can book through our website. We have a link, tributesportfishing.com.
All right. Hey, Mike, sorry I missed the show. That you and Rick did a great job. I was listening on our Mighty 1090 app while I was at the airport in L.A., and, boy, you guys did a great job, and especially that tribute you did for Bill Poole and talking about how much memory there is aboard the Tribute for Bill Poole.
We owe a lot of this to him. Yeah. And the fact that Rick came in after doing Tackle Days and going to Garth Brooks and came in and still performed was that's something.
Hey, you bet. You guys did a great job. So thanks for covering, and good luck on the Tribute tomorrow night. Get well, okay?
Let's go fishing.
Go get
him,
Mike.
All right,
well,
thanks a lot for that. Appreciate that very much.
All right. Hey, let's jump right back into the phones. They are packed solid. Some very patient callers. We really appreciate everybody hanging in there. Let's start off with Roger from Fullerton. Roger, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hi,
hey, I consider myself the number one fan of the Searcher.
Roger, thank you so much.
I've had a couple of great trips with my grandson. We talk all the time about our next trip, and he's working on his cribbage, by the way, Art.
Good.
That's a great idea with the removable bait tank. I can't ever imagine being on the boat without one, and I watch out for the gargling turtle.
Okay, we'll do that.
Have a great show.
All right, Roger. Thanks a lot,
Roger,
for that call this morning. Appreciate that.
All right. How about next up we talk to Brian. He's calling us from Wildomar. Hey, Brian, good morning.
Morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Great.
Brian?
Get some tuna on the table for this Thanksgiving.
Oh, about that.
Man, I like it.
It sounds great. Ricky, just a suggestion for you. Since field research is taken, how about tackle research?
That's a good call. I like it, man. Very good call.
And then Art, for the Searcher, I went fishing on the Legend this season. They had like a fish chute, a little drop, a little square box big enough just to slide in whatever tuna straight into the live well. So a 2-cent idea for you.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah. And then are you going to be able to fish Guadalupe next year?
We are exploring that option, and we haven't determined whether that's going to be viable for us or not. We're hopeful, and you know, it can be a long process. So there's lots of steps that need to be taken, and we're looking into it, and we're hopeful that we might be able to. But there's no way to tell at this point in time.
The good news is the door is open, and the possibility exists, which hasn't for many, many years.
Yeah, there's a possibility. It depends on a lot of factors. So
right.
We're looking into it.
Wait and see. All right. Hey, thank you very much for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Cookout coming your way. Again, phones are getting packed up. If you want to get through, the only line open during this break, 858-457-1090. That's your line right now. We got more Let's Talk Cookout coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
Inland Boat Center is the destination for your next boat. They've been around 35 years, so they're here to stay. With something for everyone, Inland Boat Center has a giant inventory of all types of boats, including the perfect saltwater fishing boats made by Arima and Defiance. Inland Boat Center has a huge 2.5-acre indoor showroom with over 300 new and pre-owned boats, making them the largest boat store on the West Coast. Family-owned and operated, they are proud of their customer service. They take trades of all types. Come check out their inventory of Defiance boats from 20 to 29 feet, or the fantastic selection of the amazing Arima boats from 17 to 21 feet. Inland Boat Center has a full service department, fiberglass repair and upholstery department. Everything you need is under one roof at Inland Boat Center, 681 East San Jacinto in Paris. Check the website for the current inventory and more at inlandboatcenter.com. Have you ever imagined casting a fly or a lure on one of the most beautiful and productive rivers in Alaska? At Katmai Lodge, you can catch up to all five species of Pacific salmon. The king, sockeye, chum, pink, and silver salmon, along with rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, Dolly Varden, and other native stream fish. When anglers dream of trophy salmon and trout, the Alagnak River is their destination, and Katmai Lodge is the premier base camp. Being the original river-based lodge on the Alagnak gives the facility a leg up on the competition. Both experienced and novice anglers have rated Katmai Lodge and its knowledgeable guides as the best of the best. Katmai Lodge is remote, yet offers all the amenities of a first-class lodge. During your Alaska visit, you'll see amazing wildlife, brown bears, caribou, eagles, moose, otters, and much more. Schedule a day trip on their private De Havilland Otter Float Plane and visit the world-famous Brooks Falls. Book online at katmai.com or call 1-800-330-0326. That's katmai.com or call 1-800-330-0326 for the fishing adventure of a lifetime.
This is Rick Jensen with Sport Fishing Financial. By now, some of you have already been out fishing with me or even on board as new clients. For others out there who couldn't make it during the recent offshore fishing season, now's a great time to see how we can help you. Business owners with 401ks or qualified retirement plans, you know things could be better, and why don't we sit down and see how we can make it better? Business owners that are out there that don't have a plan, I'll walk you through the steps and create the plan that's right for you and your employees. For others that have retirement plans with former employers or personal IRAs, let's put them to work where you know how much risk you're exposed to and what kind of expenses you're being charged. Now's the time to put more focus on the long-term funding of your fishing lifestyle.
Rick and I had some great times together out on the water this season, and I know you're going to enjoy meeting him. Managing your investment accounts should be simple and efficient. Give Rick a call at 949-481-1807 or find him on the web at sportfishingfinancial.com.
My Angler H2O. I will never use that fakey fluorescent pink bait or drag my hula popper through the mud. I will outmaneuver drought-exposed stumps, rocks, and submerged station wagons, and outsmart the ravenous river otter. I will save water by taking shorter showers for higher lakes, and I will always, always wear my life jacket.
What's your H2O? Tell us at BoatCalifornia.com. The California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways reminds you to wear it, California.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Phones are packed. They want to talk to Captain Art Taylor. But before we do that, I want to mention this week's edition of Western Outdoor News, always loaded with fantastic fishing and hunting information. This week, they have the Los Cabos Tuna Jackpot Tournament wrap up in there, a full insert with lots of good information. So check it out. This week's edition of Western Outdoor News, tuna, hunting, trout, steelhead, everything you could want
in
the magazine right there in Western Outdoor News.
Well, the phones are packed. Why don't we jump back into them? Start this round off with John. He's called us from Huntington Beach this morning. Hi, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Awesome show, and really enjoyed fishing the Searcher. It was the one boat I fished the last couple of years in a row, and really enjoyed it. Had a good couple good trips. So,
thank you, John.
I was curious what the wood is that the hull is constructed with. Is it like cedar, mahogany, or
it's mahogany?
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
Built like a tank.
It's a tank, yeah.
Yeah,
it's 2 inches
mahogany,
double
right?
plank, 2 inches thick, and all the frames that the planks are attached to are mahogany. The keel is made out of fur, and it's
pretty amazing.
It's
if
pretty
you built that
boat
today, it'd probably cost $1 billion. I mean,
it'd be expensive.
Don't think you could
yeah.
Do that.
Yeah. Silicon bronze fasteners, all glued and screwed. It'd be pricey. Yeah.
And it has, like, the cotton batten in between the planks. You have to...
There are some seams on the chine that have some caulking, some oakum, we use. But that's the only spot. I mean, it's a pretty tight hull, so there's not a lot of caulking in it.
And
yeah.
The amazing
we do
thing,
use
when,
that.
When you ride on a wood plank boat like the Searcher, it's super quiet compared to... Like a steel boat or an aluminum boat, it's just
true.
Quiet and solid, right?
Well, it
yeah.
catches
soft.
Fish, too.
Yeah.
It catches fish, yeah, that's right. Lots
yeah. yeah.
After 45 years, there's quite a bit of fish that have come aboard that thing.
Bill Poole built that boat.
That's correct,
yeah.
Yep. 1970.
In 1970.
Yeah.
And that was his first serious long-range venture.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
First big one.
Yep.
Right? That would do real long trips. And
yeah, exactly, yeah.
So... That trip's seen the southern waters for decades.
Absolutely, yep.
Yeah, pretty amazing
love
boat.
Yeah. Love the boat.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Jeffrey in Rosarito, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Jeffrey, thanks for hanging in there with us.
Good morning, Jeffrey.
Good morning, guys. Calling in today to let you know they're sinking a Navy boat down here off of Rosarito for the divers.
Nice.
And they have like a little ceremony with live broadcast of it at the old park down there by the hotels.
Fantastic.
And apparently it's off of Newport, Puerto Nuevo.
Okay.
Cool.
That's great.
Structure spot.
So not only will it be for divers, it'll certainly be an aid for fishermen, too. So that's good. Good that the Mexican government is starting to see that recreational fishing and diving is important to them. So that's awesome.
Yeah, they have access on the Internet. It's called, in Spanish, Parque... Submarino Rosarito.com. I could try and spell it out in English. And they had the thing starting at 10:30 with streams down there so people can watch it on TV.
Wow.
And
cool.
You're trying to sync it.
That's
and
fantastic.
I also called in to say thanks for the Maui Gems that I got from you and your sponsors, which I appreciate.
You like those?
Oh, definitely.
They're spoilers, aren't they? Once you go Maui Gem, it's hard to go anywhere else.
It sure is. So,
yeah. Well, Jeffrey, thanks for the info on the sinking at 10:30 off of Rosarito there of that artificial reef. That's big news, and glad you're enjoying the pair of Maui Jim sunglasses we gave away aboard Let's Talk Hookup there. Appreciate that. You know, I want to mention, too, you know, CCA California, that hopefully everybody that listens to this show is a member of CCA. I'm on the board of directors, and we had a board meeting last week, and I don't think I'm letting anything out of the hat to say that one of the key things that CCA is looking at is artificial reefs and sinking of vessels and putting together artificial reefs here in Southern California. It's one of the really important things that we're looking at, not for divers, but it'll aid divers,
sure.
But it's more so for fishermen,
yeah.
Right? And it's because it aids both fishermen and divers there. So that's one of the key things that Habitat Restoration is the whole idea with CCA right now. So if you're not a member of CCA California, you should be. And we're very proud of our new director, too. Wayne Coto is just doing an awesome job. And that organization is going to go places.
That's right.
Be a part of it, please.
All right. Hey, if you want to get through, this is a great opportunity. Phones have been solid all morning. The first time we've had a toll-free line open since the beginning of the show, 877-792-1090. Or try us local, 858 858-
457-1090. Let's talk to Arnie calling us from Vista this morning. Hi, Arnie. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing there, Pete?
Hey, Arnie.
Hey, Art, how you doing?
Great.
Good morning. How's it going today?
It's going real good, Art. Yeah, it's been a long time since I talked to you. Yeah, one of the guys already kind of asked my question about Guadalupe, but question I had, if you were to go to Guadalupe, being that the fact looks like you have to check in at Ensenada and check back out, how many day trip would it require to go there?
Well, a minimum of 5 days, and you know, it does cut into the fishing time a little bit because you have to check in and out of the U.S. and Mexico. So
you have to clear customs in
that's
San
correct.
Diego too. Yeah.
Yeah. So a 5 day trip. Yep.
5 day trip gives you about 3 days of fishing there.
Yeah, I think it's 2.5 days. Yeah.
There you go. All right, Arnie. Thanks a lot for the
thanks
phone
for calling,
call this
Arnie.
Morning. You know, one of the things that's coming up tomorrow is Inside Sport Fishing, and it's going to be all about the Searcher, right?
That's correct.
That's cool.
It's either on Fox Sports West between 8 and 9. It's also on Tuesday on the 24th of November and Saturday on the 27th. So if you want to, if you were thinking about going on the Searcher and booking a trip, you could watch that show and get a little insight, a little bit more info. So it's
Inside
great.
Inside Sport Fishing on Fox.
Yeah, and Michael Folks does a great job.
He
and,
does.
He does the best.
And
job.
Thanks to Pete for arranging that whole thing to put the photographer on. It was on a Let's Talk Hookup
Shimano
day and a half trip, and we had great weather and good fishing, and Aaron ran the boat and did a great job. So it's worth watching.
So that's tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Inside Sport Fishing, Fox Sports West. Or Tuesday.
Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Just record it.
It's
watch
that
it after Let's Talk
there you
Hookup
go.
Tomorrow.
There
I you
like
go.
It.
Hey, I also want to mention to our friends over at Inland Boat Center, you know, they have, this is a really good time to buy a boat. Really good
great
time.
Great time to
buy
a boat.
Yeah, and because there's not as much demand, but the prices come down and there's inventory. You can have choices. And they have, I was checking out their website, inlandboatcenter.com. The inventory they have of offshore fishing boats is unbelievable, including new and used Defiance and Arimas. So you're looking for a good offshore boat, good inshore boat for fishing both fresh, saltwater, whatever. InlandBoatCenter.com. Check out their inventory and then go see their giant location there in Paris. Good people over there at Inland Boat Center.
I'd like to have a 22 Defiance little pilot house right now with this fishing that's going on
are
right now.
Are you kidding me?
Perfect.
Yeah. And the thing about those Defiance is they're ready to fish.
Yeah, oh yeah.
You buy that boat, it's ready to go.
Bait fishing tanks,
tomorrow.
Fish holds, you know, they'll set you up with electronics, motor, everything. You basically hook your truck up to it, go fishing the next day.
There you go.
Pretty sweet deal.
Jump on it.
Hey, let's jump back into the phones again. 877-792-1090. That's your shot. We're going to next up talk to Chuck. He's calling us from Long Beach this morning. Hi, Chuck. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Great.
Chuck. Good morning, Chuck.
Hey, I got a question. Going to be spending the whole Thanksgiving week on Catalina. Do you guys think it'd be worth grabbing a boat out there to maybe pull out some fish with my sons, 9 and 5, or maybe do some shore fishing, or what do you think the weather's and the outlook's going to be for next week there?
I haven't looked at I know we have a little bit of weather coming here midweek this week. I haven't looked at the long-term projection for next weekend. But it is Southern California, and it's, you know, it's a beautiful place to be, and what a great place to be on the island there. You know, there's a couple of charter boats there, too. I know John Aficionado Charters runs some charters out of Avalon there. You might consider one of those, and John always knows where the fish are.
Yeah.
So, and then they have, you know, small rental boats, too, I believe, that you could just fish around. Around
it's Calico Bass and go have fun with your boys. I think it'd be a great
day. Yeah.
The rentals last weekend or 2 weekends ago, unfortunately, for the season.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, it's a wonderful place to stay. And, you know, I think there's several charter operations that would pick you up right at the island there.
Yeah, and if all else fails, bring a bass rod and a spinning rod and some lead heads and some swim baits, and you'll definitely, you know, catch some calico bass from the shore and just go have some fun.
There you go. Hey, have a great time. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. How about next up we talk to another John. John calling from Fountain Valley this morning. Hey, John, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
Great.
Listen, I rode on the Searcher when Franco Pisci was running that boat, and Norm Kagawa was a deckhand. So that goes way back. But the question I have for Art, he's going to put in that new bait tank. Sometimes the water gets really hot in those bait tanks, and last year was killing some bait. I wondered if running some pipes through that RSW, you could cool down that water, maybe cool down the bait tank. That's just a question.
You know, it's all about circulating enough water. And so, you know, that's one of the things that we're looking into is the possibility of putting a bigger circulating pump on so that if we do go with a bigger tank, we make sure that the bait has enough water and enough oxygen. So rather than cool it, we just want to make sure that we have the correct amount of flow going to it with the right pump. So that's something that we will look into for sure.
Not a bad idea, though. You know, you head south and the water's warm. You get a little chiller in there.
It's something to consider.
Yeah.
We're open to all options.
Yeah, there you go.
Good answer.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Dave in Mira Mesa, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Dave.
Hi.
What's up, Dave?
Oh, we lost.
Just went away there. No problems. Well, hey, let's jump right back into him then and talk to Bob from Santee. Bob, thanks for hanging in there with us.
Hi, Bob.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
I missed about the first 15 minutes of the show, so I'm looking at your schedule, and I'm seeing, like, your first trips are starting in June of next year. Is that correct, or am I missing something on the site?
No, that's correct. Actually, the first trip is a three-day trip in June. Our spring is booked up with natural history, and then we have a maintenance period in May, and we try to have the boat ready to go by June 1st so that if there's anything locally that starts biting, we can put the boat online there with Fisherman's Landing and do some shorter trips. But that's correct. The first trip starts in June.
Okay, because I'm looking at a couple of these three-day trips, and just I'm trying to figure out, unfortunately, at my job, we have to bid on vacations, and so it's always iffy, you know, to try to do something that far in advance.
I see, yeah, yeah.
So that's always fun, but I think I can squeeze in a couple of these day-and-a-half trips here on the Let's Talk Hookup Shimano-sponsored trip.
Absolutely, yeah. Those are fantastic trips, and we're happy to be a part of that. And, you know, with Shimano providing all the loaner tackle and everything, you get an opportunity to try out their gear, and they're a lot of fun. And, you know, they sell out quick, so I would
jump on it.
Get on it fast there. Those day-and-a-half trips are very popular.
Indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning, Bob.
I think we got Dave back from Mira Mesa. Dave, good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk.
Hi, Dave.
Hey, good morning, guys. I just wanted to say thanks to Art and his crew. I went on a couple trips this year, and it all started right there at the Mighty 1090 when I won a few tickets to the boat show. Went down to the boat show and got in a raffle and won tickets aboard the Searcher. Went on a trip and even won a jackpot on one of those trips.
And now you're hooked, huh?
Lucky guy, Dave.
I think Art knows who he's
This is San Diego
to.
Gulls. Dave, good morning. Yeah. How are you?
Good morning, Art. Yeah, what a fantastic crew, fantastic boat. You will never eat better, ladies and gentlemen, than when you go on the Searcher.
Thanks, Dave.
Chef Chuck is amazing. Thanks, Art, for a great year.
You're very welcome, Dave. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, appreciate that. Hey, that's pretty cool. Kind of a new fisherman, hasn't tried it before, and jumps into it.
Yeah.
And there
hooked.
You go.
Absolutely, yeah.
Hooked, and now he's hooked.
That's an easy
new
boat.
People.
That's an easy boat to get hooked on.
Well, describe again, speaking of new people, the sonar program on the Searcher.
So if you're an existing customer or you've been with us over the past 5 years and you bring somebody new, you have a friend that's never
somebody
been on a long-range trip before
never
or whatever.
Been on the Searcher.
And so you sign them up and you are eligible for a sonar prize, so you automatically win a prize. It's a gift bag at the beginning of the trip. It could be Brandon Hayward's magazine bite, or you know, it could be something from Iserline. It could be a lure or some sort of gift at the beginning of the trip, and then your name goes into the hat for a grand prize at the end of the season, which is a spot on a three-day trip on the Searcher and a rod and reel from Shimano.
That we heard John win this morning, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah.
So all you do is just book a trip on the Searcher,
bring somebody new, yeah, and you're eligible.
And you're on. You're in.
Yeah, that's it.
That's
yeah.
a cool deal.
The one thing that we didn't cover real fast that I really want to make sure to get out there is we get questions all the time in the tackle store. I'm, you know, I've been going fishing with my son, and we've been doing half-day and three-quarter-day trips. We really want to book into a long trip. I got to say, for sure, I send a lot of people your direction. I think the Searcher is one of, if not the very best boats. If you're wanting to get your kids started, you guys do such a good job with young anglers on that boat. You can tell that you and Aaron and all the guys take a particular amount of pride. And if there's a dad that's got a son or a daughter, or a mom that's got a son or daughter that, you know, wanting to take the next step up in trips, I recommend you guys all the time. I think you do the very fantastic
really
job.
What's our future? You know, it's bringing kids fishing. You know, you have your son or your daughter as your fishing partner. It's quality time, and you know, we emphasize making sure that those kids get extra attention and they know what's going on.
Yeah,
all the way across the board, from, you know, the ticket price being a little easier to handle, and dad's got to buy two spots instead of one, to the extra care they give, to, you know, putting you in a cabin with together, just everything about it. You guys do, you do it right. So I want to make sure that gets out this morning.
Yeah,
for sure.
good call there. Just about 30 seconds left for Levi in Newport Beach. What's up, Levi?
No Levi. All right. Well, hey, with that, we're going to, speaking of new sunglasses, we're going to find out who's got a brand new pair of sunglasses. We're giving away a pair of Maui Jims when we return. It's Let's Talk Hookup with the Mighty 1090.
No matter the fishing conditions, count on the Seaguar family of fluorocarbon leader material to help you catch more fish. Fluoro Premier has a smaller diameter with the highest break strength. Plus, it is super soft. When bites are tough, tie on Fluoro Premier. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And new Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions, giving you a little more visibility for better line control. Pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer, or visit Seaguar.com.
You can catch more lobster and pull deeper with the Ace Line Hauler. It's faster so you can get those bugs in the boat. Now the Ace Line Hauler is better than ever with a Bulldog hands-free accessory. It pulls your hoops hands-free and even coils your line. If you're not yet on the Ace Line Hauler team, you must like sore arms. Get the Ace Line Hauler and make lobster and crab hooping more fun and productive at selected dealers, or check acelinehauler.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero is very family-oriented. People have brought their children down, and now they're bringing their children. It's not unusual to have three generations of family at the hotel. Grandpa, dad, and normally sons, sometimes daughters. The families come back year after year, and it's a safe place for the kids. It's small, it's intimate, right on the water, 2 miles of beachfront. The water's very shallow in front. There's no currents to speak of, no waves. We have child care, $10 a day for a babysitter. Security is high at Rancho Leonero. It's really unnecessary, but it adds up comfort level. And we really do encourage the families. It's a great place for family reunions, family get-togethers, weddings. We do it all. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. There's nowhere that I could think of to have the same atmosphere and the same experience that you get in Rancho Leonero. We love families.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivera Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
XSRF 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Aztecs.
He's gone. Touchdown, Aztecs.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. The big winner of those Surf Rider sunglasses from Maui Jim is going to Dave in Mira Mesa. Dave, we talked about it a couple times. Not a better pair of glasses. You are going to be stoked.
Yes, indeed. You're going to be stoked if also you ride on the Searcher wearing your Maui Jim sunglasses.
Right.
So how do we jump aboard the Searcher? We want to go fishing with you, Art.
SearcherSportFishing.com, and I would be remiss if I didn't mention our new team member, Jennifer Kim. Jen is Celia's assistant, and she's really doing a wonderful job with social media, and and has just been a huge asset and helps seal you out in the office. And so you can call 619-226-2403 and talk to Jen. And if you want to set up a payment plan, we have that available. It's an automatic thing where your card gets charged automatically monthly if you want to set up a payment plan. So you can book online at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia or Jen at 619-226-2403.
So you can say, I want to go on a five-day ultra-limited load trip next September. You could start paying $100 a month or $50
Absolutely.
A month.
Whatever.
And
yep.
just automatically charge your credit card every month.
Yep.
And then it comes along and it's done.
Yeah, absolutely.
How about that?
Yeah.
Good idea.
It's a good way to go.
It's a really good idea and a good way to go. Thanks, Art. Great
thank
job.
Thank you
Keep
very
up
much.
The great work. And thank you for listening today. We're going to be back tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., back here in the Mighty 1090 studios with Captain Art. Captain Art Taylor's right here. Captain Tim Ekstrom from the Royal Star is going to be here tomorrow morning. Yes, indeed. Tim Ekstrom from the Royal Star. Thanks to Ryan on the phone today and Adam on the board. We'll see you tomorrow right here.